How old are you and where are you from?
I'm 52 years old. I'm from Hull in Yorkshire, England. It's in the northeast of England, on the northeast coast. I was born in 1963. A long time ago now.
When did you first become interested in the guitar?
Oh, my brothers played guitar. So my parents played piano and brothers played guitar. So I grew up with music in the house, but picked up a guitar, one of my brother's guitars.
Who are your brothers? What are their names?
Paul and Keith Harrison. And Paul liked to play. Paul's my older brother. He's 10 years older than me, and Keith is 8 years older than me. But Keith was more of into playing the guitar. So I'd pick his guitar up and play. He'd teach me a few chords. He'd teach me some chords so that he could play lead over the top of me playing the chords.
How did you learn and become good at playing the guitar?
By learning a tune. Learn the chords that go with the tune. And then you learn a set of chords. For instance, a chord sequence might be G to C to D. And you're playing along. And then you might learn it. Another song that might be C to F to G, so you learn a couple more chords, and then you might learn a little bit of lead melody along with it. So it was all a matter of picking up tunes that I like to play and learning the chords along with it and playing along with my brother and listening to records as well. At the time I liked Bob Dylan, so I used to play along to Bob Dylan albums.
Who do you think were your greatest, say, influences and role models for playing the guitar?
I played along with Dylan, so that helped me a lot. But I also liked I also like blues. I like Albert Collins and I like Racuda. He's not necessarily a blues player, but he's a slide player and
right.
He plays all kinds of genres.
At any point in your life of playing the guitar, did you ever join a band or play in a band where you played the instrument?
Yeah. I played with my brother in folk clubs in Hull, and that's where I first played it really in public, and again doing covers of Dylan and old folk tunes. And then later on joined bands. And we played rhythm and blues and soul. I was in a band with a 7-piece band. There was a couple of sax players, a trumpet and bass, a couple of guitars, a drummer and a singer. And we played a lot up and down the coast, the north coast of England on the weekends. We had a lot of fun playing.
What age were you when you first started playing guitar?
I started playing when I was 11.
Right.
And then I think I was in a band when I was about 17. Played through to when I was about 20.
In the band?
Yeah. And then, I moved over to America and I didn't play in any bands over here.
Did moving to America, did it change your interest in guitar? Did it, have any different views or find different guitars or different artists or anything like that?
I was exposed to, I was hearing different stuff playing than I was used to hearing in England.
Right.
Stuff like classics, more like classic rock, classic stuff that you didn't necessarily hear in England. But there's so many radio stations in America that you have such a lot of, at least at the time, they were still pretty diverse. And I didn't know many people over here to play with, so I just continued playing by myself. And it seemed like there were so many people playing in bands, you know, trying to make it in bands. But I didn't have that goal to try and do it as a career. It was more just my own entertainment at that point.
Did you ever at any point in playing guitar think of it as wanting to become a career?
Not really. I mean, I saw people around me making it as professional musicians. You know, there's a band Everything But the Girl that were musicians in Hull that made it pretty big. Sade had a couple of musicians in Hull, I mean, who were from Hull, who I knew through friends. So those people making it. Roland Gift was in the Fine Young Cannibals. They made it for a while, and again, people I knew and kind of hung out with, but I never really, I never thought of that it was a fit for me. It was more something that I was kind of shooting after.
At any point in playing guitar, did you ever lose interest in playing? At any point?
Yeah, it kind of ebbed and flowed. There were periods where I didn't play for a while, and then I'd pick it up again. Still do. That's how it is now. It's just however much time you have on your hands to kind of to play and twiddle around.